The LECC reportedly found that officers under investigation for unlawful strip searches made no attempt to contact a parent, guardian or support person, which is required by law for anyone under the age of 18. The final report of this two-year inquiry was recently released with 25 recommendations made. Here now to discuss the report's findings and recommendations is Police Accountability Solicitor at the Redfern Legal Centre, Samantha Lee. Samantha, how's it going? Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure. So now the 150-page report released by the LECC at the end of last year, it takes us through the key findings and I guess ultimately the ambiguity, I am having an absolute shocker this morning, but we'll move forward. it surrounds police rules and I guess leaves some questions about what makes a justified strip search. Can you give us any insight into that? What should ordinarily justify one? And I guess what has been going on in the past?
Yeah, the report came out with some really interesting findings. Firstly, there were, in a four-year period, there were over 50,000 strip searches conducted in New South Wales, and only a third of those strip searches resulted in a find. And research that we conducted with the University of New South Wales Law School found that in the majority of cases, when something is found, it's just minor drug possession. Now, I don't say just, but obviously there's different views around drug use in Australia and New South Wales. Mm-hmm. But strip searches were never designed or implemented to be conducted on the suspicion of minor drug possession. So what the report has found, I guess, in summary, is that police are not adhering to legal thresholds, that a number of people are being strip searched by police and police have failed to meet the legal criteria, that it really questions whether a serious and urgent legal threshold is being met by police and that thousands of strip searches have been conducted and with nothing found.
So one out of three, about a third, like you suggested, for lack of a better term, doesn't seem like a terrible return. Though, then is it more reflective of the fact that maybe police are making judgments maybe on a person's appearance or alike prior to conducting these searches?
Well, that's right. But the LEC also found that police are not turning their mind to just a general search. And what they're doing is routinely strip searching, particularly young people and Aboriginal people, routinely, which was never the intention of the legislation. As you rightly pointed out, that there is a really low uptake in terms of something being found from a strip search. But what has occurred, which has been highlighted in this report, is that strip searches do cause trauma, particularly to young people. And the fact that so many young people have been strip searched, probably unnecessarily, I would say, then this has resulted in a lot of people, particularly young people, being traumatised by this process for absolutely no reason.
Should there be significant repercussions then for officers that were involved?
Look, I would advise anyone that's been strip searched to go and get legal advice and see if they have a claim for a civil damages. You can claim for civil damages for an unlawful strip search. And Redfern Legal Centre has commenced investigations into a class action against police for that very reason. We do believe that the majority of strip searches conducted in New South Wales have not met the legal thresholds and therefore have been conducted unlawfully. So, yes, I think majority of people that have been strip searched may have a civil claim against police.
Gotcha. Well, as you just mentioned, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders accounted for 18% of all searches. Did the report find anything that might suggest why Indigenous Australians, First Nations Australians are disproportionately targeted in these searches?
The report gave some general overviews around strip searches against Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. It didn't come to a really clear conclusion as to why Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are disproportionately represented. But no doubt in my mind that Aboriginal people, which has been found through research, are over-policed anyway. And strip searches are just another way of intimidating Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. What I have found through the casework at Redfern Legal Centre is strip searches are being used as a form of intimidation by police. And what the LEC has found is that strip searches have been used routinely and should not be used as often as they have been. Particularly Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people are vulnerable to these really antiquated piece of legislation. And it does mean that a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been strip searched unnecessarily and potentially unlawfully.
Absolutely. What about just, of course, it's about young people in general, the report. But what about those at music festivals and situations similar to that? The report recommended that the New South Wales government intervene by clearing up some grey areas about whether police can compel a person to squat, bend over, maybe touch some sensitive areas like genitals or I don't know, like other areas of the body that one might not want to be touched by a stranger. Is there a basis for this kind of practice to continue, or should it just be wiped pretty much from anything that a police officer could or should do?
Well, I think what comes clear from the LEC report is that police are not meeting the legal thresholds. And what we have seen is that this practice should not continue the way it has been. It should not continue as a form of search for minor drug possession. It is only meant to be used in the most serious and immediate concerns for safety circumstances. An example may be if someone has a weapon on them, or if there's high-end drug supply that can be detected, then that could be a reason for a strip search. But for minor drug possession, no. It should not be occurring to young people or to anyone across New South Wales on the basis of minor drug possession. Some really interesting things came out of the report in terms of music festivals and strip searches. It found that police should not be strip searching around concerns for welfare, or if they saw someone ingest a drug, then what they should be doing is taking them to the medical tent or to hospital and not be strip searching them. It also found that the practice of squatting and coughing may be potentially unlawful, and that actual practice needs to be clarified by Parliament. And there were big questions around whether that practice should continue. Redfern Legal Centre advocates for squatting that it is unlawful and it is against legislative requirements and should stop. We want strip searches to stop and be banned against children, which is those 10 to 17 years, and only be conducted on a child if there is a court order to do so. There's too much trauma caused by strip searches to young people to justify such a practice. If I could just give an example of a case we've had through our centre of a young woman that was attending a music festival. She was standing in the line and a drug dog allegedly sniffed her out.
Yep.
She was taken straight from that drug dog indication to a full body strip search. She informed police she had nothing on her. They continued to question her and took her to her room and made her put her hands on a table and completely undress. And they made her squat. Now, just a year before that, she had been sexually assaulted and was seeking counselling for that sexual assault. And when that strip search occurred, it brought back all that trauma of being sexually assaulted only a year before. There was nothing found on this young person, and she, although nothing was found, she was directed out of the music festival. Her ticket was confiscated and she was told to leave without any support or help. It is appalling practice, and that example just tells me that it's wrong and it should not be occurring the way it is.
Yeah, it's bemusing. I've had friends, acquaintances, or at least I've heard of those that have had similar experiences, maybe not to that degree, but have certainly had to strip and essentially, well, to be naked and to do certain things in front of a stranger, whether or not they're a police officer, which it must just be a brutal experience, whether or not they are a police officer and that you're being told to do so, very confronting stuff. So what might you suggest, not specifically about music festivals, but just about these strip searches in general, in your professional opinion, what might need to be taken for the government to make a genuine change in the current law surrounding the act of strip searching for police officers? What specific laws need to be implemented to prevent continuation of this stuff that has demonstrative effects for young people?
Yes, well, the New South Wales Premier needs to take this to Parliament and introduce new law. The new law should ban any strip searching of children without a court order. It should ban any squatting because that is a search of a cavity. It should define what is serious and urgent and make sure that serious and urgent does not include suspicion of minor drug possession. The majority of strip searches occur on the basis of suspicion of minor drug possession. Now, that was never the intent of Parliament. So what we really are asking for is to going back to what the law intended, and that for strip searches only to occur in the most exceptional of circumstances.
Very good. Thanks so much for joining the show this morning, Samantha. I appreciate your insight.
Oh, thank you for your interest in the topic.
Cheers. Have a good week.
Bye.
That was Solicitor Samantha Lee shedding insight into the LECCC's 150-page report on the legality surrounding strip searches completed by the New South Wales Police Force.